Thumbelina by Hans Christian Andersen. Story 1. There was once a woman who wished very much to have a little child, but she could not achieve her dream. At last, she went to a fairy and said, "I would so very much like to have a little child. Can you tell me where I can find one?"
"Oh, that can be easily helped," said the fairy. "Here is a barleycorn, of a different kind to those which grow in the farmer's fields, and which the chickens eat. Put it into a flower pot, and see what will happen."
"Thank you," said the woman, and she gave the fairy 12 shillings. It was the price of the barleycorn. Then she went home and planted it, and immediately there grew up a large, handsome flower, like a tulip in appearance, but with its leaves tightly closed, as in a bud.
"It is a beautiful flower," said the woman, and kissed the red and golden colored leaves. When she did so, the flower opened, and she could see that it was a real tulip. Within the flower, upon the green velvet stamens, sat a very nice little girl. She was almost half as long as a thumb, and they gave her the name of Thumbelina, or Tiny, because she was so small. A polished walnut shell was her cradle. Blue violet leaves, with a rose leaf for a counterpane, were her bed. Here she slept at night, but during the day she amused herself on a table, where the woman placed a plateful of water. Round this plate there were wreaths of flowers, with their stems in the water. Upon it floated a large tulip leaf, which served Tiny for a boat. Here the little girl sat and rowed herself from side to side, with 2 oars made of white horsehair. It really was a very pretty sight. Tiny could also sing very softly and sweetly. It was so pleasant to listen to her.